Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
I can't do that.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today?
Hey mate, I never bought nothing off eBay.
Let me explain it to you, sir. That's the reason we have put a hold on that. Yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift category. And the billing address was changed again and again. So that's why we have put a hold on that. And you haven't made that purchase, am I correct?
No, I haven't made it, no.
This means, sir, it's a case of online fraud, okay? Somebody else have got the access onto your information and they are doing this kind of illegal activities. So we have to block them right now. So, sir, just try to remember, like, recently have you shared any kind of personal details to any unknown person?
No, I haven't.
And just try to remember last time when have you connected your mobile phone with the public Wi-Fi at any hotel, cafeteria or any public place?
No.
All right. So right now, sir, we are going to start the blocking procedure as well as the cancellation procedure. So can you please put the call on speaker? Put the call on speaker, sir.
It's on speaker.
And the phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
Android phone.
So you have to open up the Google Play Store on the phone. Open up the Google Play Store. Do you know about the Play Store, sir?
Hang on.
Yeah, take your time and do it, sir. Take your time and do it. It will be a multicolor play button, Play Store.
Yeah, Play Script. Yep, I opened it.
Yeah, and now you're on to the Play Store?
Yeah.
And now in the top, do you see search for apps and games? Just give a click on that.
What does it say?
In the top, do you see a search panel where it is written search for apps and games with a small magnifying glass on that? Search? Hello?
Yeah, now I can't find that.
Just wait. You have opened up the Google Play Store, am I correct?
I have, yes.
Yeah, and now what can you see on the mobile screen? What can you
All these apps with Instagram, Netflix.
Yes, and just top of that, do you see a search bar? A search bar where you can type something to search.
It just says recommended for you.
Yeah, and just in top of that, do you see there will be a long search panel? Search for apps and games with a magnifying glass in the top. It will be in the top of the phone. A long search bar in the top of the phone. Just check. It will be in the top of the page.
Just a minute.
Yeah, it will be in the top of the page. There will be a long search bar with a left hand side. In the left hand side, there will be a small magnifying glass written as search for apps and games.
Yeah, I got the small magnifying glass yet.
Yeah, just give a hit on that, just give a click on that. And now do you see the keyboard has come up to type something?
Yes.
And now just type it over there, letter A, A as in alpha, letter A.
Yeah.
N as in Nancy, letter N.
What was the other one?
N, N as in New York, letter N.
A-N, yes.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y. Have you written Y?
Okay.
Then D as in delta, letter D.
Yep.
And what have you written over there? Just read it back to me.
A-N-Y-D.
Then just beneath that, do you see any suggestions come up, like any desk?
Any desk, yes.
Yeah, just give a click on that, any desk. And now what now do you see a red color application any desk come up?
Yes.
What is the name of the app? Can you please tell me the full name?
This is AnyDesk AM.
Sorry? Hello?
It just says AnyDesk.
Do you see any, just give a click on that AnyDesk. And now do you see anything like install? Any option like install?
Yes.
Just give a click on install.
Got it.
And now what is showing it to you, sir? What is showing it to you? Like it's downloading or it's showing you pending?
Just says complete account setup.
Yeah, just give a click on skip. Do you see any option skip?
It says continue.
No, do you see skip? Anything else? Skip? Do you see continue?
No, just install.
Alright, and now it's downloading, the AnyDesk is downloading?
No.
What is showing it to you? Just tell me, sir, what is showing it to you?
Well, at the top it's just saying AnyDesk Remote Desktop.
Yes, and after just give a click on install,
Done it.
And now what is showing it to you?
Just says suggested for you. Western Union menu of...
No, just wait. Just scroll up the page, and go to that AnyDesk Remote Desktop. Just go to AnyDesk. And now do you see install? Green color install. Just give a click on install. And now what is showing it to you?
It just says continue.
Yeah, just give a click on continue.
Yep.
And now what is showing it to you, sir?
It says complete account setup.
Yes, and now do you see a skip? Anything like skip?
Yes.
Yeah, just give a click on skip. And now, sir, do you see that it is downloading, the AnyDesk is downloading?
Yes, it is.
Alright, so how much percentage is completed right now?
25%.
Alright, once it's done, it will show you an option open. You have to give a click on open then. And sir, you are at your home right now?
No.
Where are you at the moment, sir? Can you please tell me?
I'm out on the road.
Oh, I got it. And sir, never share any kind of personal details to anyone. Because at the moment, sir, your IP address has been compromised by some online hackers. So we are going to block them. So do you see it's showing you open or it's still downloading?
Open.
Yeah, just give a click on open. And now what can you see?
Just open still, why not?
Oh, it's downloading, am I correct? Like, it's showing you installing.
It says right. Privacy statement.
Yeah, just give a click on agree and continue or okay. Just give a click on the positive option.
Yeah, I've done okay.
And now what is showing it to you?
Tutorial or some crap.
Yeah, it's showing you tutorial, am I correct?
Yes.
And now just press anywhere on the screen. Press on the blue area 3 to 4 times.
Yep.
And now do you see a 9-digit number come up?
No.
What can you see now?
I can see a red flashing thing at the top of the right-hand corner.
Yeah, just give a click on that. Just keep clicking on the screen.
Yeah, now I've got a number.
Yeah, tell me that number.
871656.
Just tell me slowly, sir. I'm not a machine. All right. It's 871.
656.
656. Then?
603.
All right. And just beneath that, do you see anything like set password? Set password? Just beneath that. Just beneath the number, do you see set password? Just beneath the numbers, it will show you set password. Just see.
Remote address, yeah, set password, yeah.
Yeah, just give a click on set password. Just give a click on that.
Yeah, start.
And now just scroll down the page a little bit. You will get to see permission profile. Do you see
yes.
permission? Yeah, just give a click on permission profile.
Yeah.
And now do you see in the fourth line, unattended access? Do you see that, unattended access?
No.
Oh, have you clicked on permission profile?
Yes.
And now do you see some lines come up? Some lines come up.
Like, they allow other devices to save log on, clear all tokens.
No, you have to give a click on permission profile. Just in beneath of that, there will be permission profile. Just give a
click on that. Yeah, now it's got inactive access now.
Just wait. Now do you see inactive access store on that page, just little bit scroll down, you will get to see an option permission profile.
Yeah, I can say permissions again, yeah.
No, not the permission profile. Just visit the permission, it will be permission profile. Hello?
Yeah, would you like to call me back, mate? I'm driving.
Sir, you just park your car first. Alright, I'm in line with you. Park your car first. We are going to activate this code, so just park your car.
Just wait till I get up the road a bit.
Yeah, you just cross the road and park your car. Alright, I'm in line with you. Just park your car first. Yes. And once you park your car, do let me know.
Got it.
Yeah. And have you crossed the signal, sir?
No, I haven't parked yet.
Oh, you just park your car first, alright. I'm in line first, park your car. Don't talk and drive, otherwise it's not good. First of all, just park your car.
I'll be 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be lying with you. And so, where are you going right now? Like, you're going for the office or like you're just going to your office? Yes, have you parked your car?
I'm just about to now.
Alright. Once you park the car, please do let me know. And have you got the place to park the car in the roadside? Have you got the place, parking place?
Yeah, I'm right now.
Alright. So now, sir, just follow my guidelines. Alright, do you see the, at the moment, I'm going to activate this code, so you might to give see a fake security warning on the page. So no need to worry, okay?
What I've got now is 87165-6603 set password.
Yes, that's right. And now you will get to see a security warning on the page. There will be
security warning.
Yes. There will be a blank checkbox. You have to give a tick mark on the checkbox, yes?
Yeah, mate, I don't want to do this.
Sir, no need to be worried, sir. No need to be worried. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox, then give a click on accept. Yeah,
it says there's security warning.
Definitely.
You're about to grant full control of your device.
No, sir, no. It's for distraction.
Well, that's what it says.
You just give a click on accept, I'm going to show you, sir. It's for distracting those hackers, alright, which are connected with your internet line. So just give a tick mark on the checkbox, then give a click on accept. Or you will get to see it once again. Just give a click on accept.